Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Under Rocks. This episode is a very special one. We here at Under Rocks decided we wanted to learn a little bit more about the big city to the north of WNIJ, Rockford, Illinois. Illinois' second city. The second city to Chicago, to the other second city. Anyway, if you know anything about public radio people, you know that we are competitive and sporting. And in the spirit of the sporting summer of 2024, you've got the Olympics, and you've got, we just finished a sporting event, arguably much more popular than the Olympics, the Tour de France. We decided to learn about Rockford in a style that befit the sporting mood of the summer. How did we do that? I'll explain in a second. But before I do that, let me introduce you to our teams. Team number one, Jenna Dooley, news director at WNIJ, and beloved host of All Things Considered, Sue Stevens. They were Team Rue. I'm told the name of that team was selected by a child. Team Rue, R-O-O, I think like kangaroo. Team number two is Jason Kregear, upstart host of Morning Edition on WNIJ, and Austin Cliff, whom you probably remember from the Paw Paw episode of Under Rocks. And if you were listening closely, he also participated suspiciously enthusiastically in our Mead episode, which is worth a listen if you haven't heard that. They were AC JC. Cute name. Not named by a child, I'm told, but I couldn't verify that. But the team with the best name, I have to say, Spencer Tritt, beloved host of Sessions from Studio A and other musical programs on WNIJ, and public radio hanger-oner and gadfly myself, we were the GC Riders. And I know that you all know the reference from bicycle racing, so I don't have to explain it to you, but now that's a team name. So you're asking yourself, how did we combine our love of sport with our love of Rockford, Illinois? I'm going to let these folks explain it to you.
Let's get both your names and titles here.
Sure. Shaneer Barmore, Community Engagement Coordinator.
Elizabeth Falls, the Marketing Manager.
Sue Stevens, Competitor.
Dan Lipman, Podcast Host.
Ooh.
What are we doing here today, Under Rocks team?
So we're here to rock the Rockford Adventure Trail.
What is the Adventure Trail?
What is it?
So the Adventure Trail is a collection of attractions in the Rockford region, and this is our third passport that we've done. We wanted to elevate the attractions that we have. We know we have great offerings here, but maybe people outside of our region don't know of the great things that we have. So this is really a way to leverage those locations, but also offer free prizes that people can redeem when they collect points.
You mentioned the passport. What's the passport?
It's a digital passport. It's on your phone. You can check in to locations. The public art trail, there's 125. So we started with that one, have over 6,000 check-ins.
Oh, wow.
And people from...
all in the city itself.
It's all in the Rockford region, so it goes, it's the whole county. So the Rockford Adventure Trail was really just taking that idea, and we can get people out in nature. We can get people at some indoor attractions if it's raining.
And you know, with this being the summertime, it's a great way for families to get together and experience all the cool things that the Rockford area has, all of these cool attractions, get some special discounts as well to some of these attractions. So it's a really, you know, creates a nice experience for people as well.
We have another guest here.
Yeah, give us your name and your title here.
Hi, I'm Amanda August. I'm the receptionist and administrative assistant here at the RACVB.
All right.
And I assist the marketing team at times.
Okay. And have you gone on the Adventure Trail yet?
I have, yes. I've been to quite a few of the locations. And, you know, just to go off of what Liz and Shaneer were saying, you know, we've gotten feedback from people in our community that they didn't even know some of these places existed. So it's really a great way to showcase what we have in the area. It gets people out in the community. It gets them exploring things they didn't know were around here. So it's pretty cool.
So I jumped ahead, and I know now that you can do this at like 3 o'clock in the morning. You can sign up. You can get your passport any time of day.
Anytime.
Go to GoRockford.com and sign up for the Rockford Adventure Trail there. It's going to ask for your email. Mm-hmm. You input your information. You're going to get an email. Then you can add it to your smartphone home screen. There's instructions on how to do that. It's not actually an app, but you can still add it to your home screen so it looks like an app on your phone. You can also filter to where it's closest to you. So if you're driving around and you want to see where am I at, what's closest to me, it actually has a map as well. There's also GPS with it. So if you wanted to get directions, it will link up to your map on your phone. So you can easily get directions to it. And it just makes it really easy for people to get around. It's not like you have to look up at the address every single time.
Oh, cool. So we are right now closest to Memorial Hall.
Yep.
So I see it's got the 31 places to go, which I think is the number you said. So just asking, if I go to Alpine Hills Adventure Park and I want to check in, do I have to actually be there? Is it honor system?
Oh, it is not honor system.
You've got to be there.
Okay, so I got to go in.
Your location has to be turned on and you have to check in. The great thing about this is it's not tracking all of your data. It's just tracking your location. So we're not sharing any of this information anywhere. So if anyone's afraid of that.
That would be okay with me. Yeah. We're under a time limit because WNIJ, we're like competing with each other. This is pretty intense.
This is pretty intense.
But normal civilians do not have a time limit on this. They can take as long as they want.
Normal civilians not racing each other to the finish line in this really intense, heated competition can take up to a year to do this.
Oh, a year.
So, you know, if you have some listeners that can come out and come out every month to Rockford, you know?
There are prizes. Tell me about prizes.
Yeah, so we have three really cool prizes. You know, the first prize, just for signing up and checking in at one spot, that's all it takes. You get the official Adventure Trail sticker. Stick it on your water bottles, notebooks, whatever you like. The next prize would be the Rockford Adventure Trail water bottle. So it's a stainless steel water bottle. So again, get that sticker, stick it on your water bottle when you win it. and that is when you receive 1,000 points. So each check-in equals 100 points.
I see.
Okay.
The big prize
is the water to put in the water bottle.
Right. Yes. Is the Rockford Fanny Pack, which is pretty popular right now.
Nice.
I need that.
And that is at 1,500 points.
All right, so you ready for the first adventure?
Let's get adventuring.
Go over there.
So which one's the first stop?
Veterans Memorial Hall. You want to join us just to
I'd
see?
I'd like to join. Okay. I'd like to see
right across
this
the street.
Works. We'll do this.
Get your sticker.
Easy sticker.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Time to get adventuring.
Yep.
he's running. He's running.
Okay, so it's almost noon. It's 11:52. The GC Riders are heading off to their first one.
I like our team name.
GC Riders.
It's a Tour de France route. Oh, you guys aren't watching the tour? Anyway, all right.
Yeah.
We're heading to Veterans Memorial Hall. And one of the ways to determine the winner might be just like how many you get. Because I'm thinking
maybe
none of us are going to get 10. Yeah.
Like
ours are all over the place. So 2 minutes later, GC Riders have already got our first notch on our application.
Getting pretty close.
Right. Veterans Memorial Hall. Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, we're doing the Rockford Adventure
Trail.
Yes.
Here. Very good.
Town here, and this is the first stop. It's right across the street from the Visitors Bureau.
Have you had a lot of people coming by? And
it just started yesterday.
Oh.
So, yeah, you guys are kind of the first one, or at least I saw the press release yesterday, and we're excited to be a part of it, yeah.
First stop on the adventure.
All right, the Heritage Museum Park. Let's go, Spencer, and not Sue.
Round two.
She's not here. My car's electric.
Oh.
Here we go.
It's not even new. It's like a used car, but they really...
The Heritage Museum may be closed today.
Doesn't matter. It likes to beep at me all the time. It never thinks I'm making a good driving decision.
All Okay, so this is interesting because we passed this place on the way in today, and I thought, what is this place with all the flags out front? Why do they have all these flags?
Ethnic Heritage Museum.
And now we're here.
It's closed, but it's closed. We gotta go and check in.
Yeah, we can go look in the windows.
Location 2. Okay, we're here at the Ethnic Heritage Museum. Our second stop on the adventure tour. There's a flag from Ireland, Mexico, Poland, and some other countries.
You get it? It's not on the list.
Heritage Museum Park.
That's what it is?
Yes.
Okay, so the Heritage Museum Park is a historical campus comprised of the Ethnic Heritage Museum, where we're at now, the Graham Gnestra House in Southwest Rockford. Our mission is to preserve the cultural history of Rockford's early beginnings. Dan has a little Wi-Fi trouble, but it's not long before we're checked in and ready to head out to the next spot.
Okay, checked in.
Cool.
All right, spot 2. Check.
Tinker. What's it called? Tinker Swiss Cottage? In Chicago, Illinois?
No.
Rockford? The one in Rockford?
That's the one.
Okay. Here we go. It's 0.3 miles.
0.3 miles. We're hitting them quick. Guidance will start now. Making good progress.
The GC riders are heading out. We're number 3. Where do we go next, Carr?
I'm excited about this one because I don't know what to expect. Tinker Swiss Cottage.
I don't know. I've heard of it. Left turn ahead. Okay. I think it's going to be a tinker. And it's going to be their cottage.
You know, I am Swiss.
Are you?
Switzerland, yeah.
Well, it'd be weird, like, so let's see if you walk in and you get some sort of, like, you know, like this sort of, like, sense of...
Yeah, I'm meant to be here.
Kind of on the genetic level.
Yeah, these are my people.
Except you are way too tall for that. This place, what do you...
Oh, okay, huh.
This is a place that the ghost shows visit a lot.
The ghost shows? So yeah. It might be haunted?
Some say. So don't be alarmed if something happens.
Oh, is that the Tinker Swiss Cottage? There it is.
You have arrived at your destination. Oh. The route guidance is now finished.
Thank you, Prius Prime.
It does that every time you turn the car off?
Every time.
Incredible.
It really doesn't feel like an ending, does it?
How was you know your car right though? All right, this is called the Tinker Swiss. Excuse me. This is big. Looks like there's multiple buildings. Tinker Swiss Cottage Museum and Gardens is a historic treasure located at the founding site of Rockford, Illinois. Oh, no kidding.
Wow.
Built in 1865, this picturesque 22-room Swiss-type Victorian house museum offers visitors a glimpse into the life of the Tinker family, showcasing its well-preserved furnishings and artifacts. The surrounding gardens provide a serene outdoor space to explore and unwind. But I can't unwind because I've got to win a race, and we've checked in. All right.
Kind of amazing just, like, off the main drag of Rockford. This
is so crazy. You don't feel like you're in Rockford here.
We're at the Tinker Prairie Meadow on the founding site of Rockford. Germanicus Kent. Sue, you didn't make that up. I thought you made that up. That's really was his name? Yep. Thatcher Blake and Lewis Lemon. Lewis Lemon was friends with Germanicus Kent. They were the first permanent settlers of Winnebago County and the founders of Rockford in 1834. That's almost a long time ago. The men landed in the Prairie Meadow on the Kent Creek and began construction of a rustic cabin and sawmill on this site, Spencer. Imagine.
Wonder what made him choose this spot.
Well, it might have something to do with that historic, low, growing, dry prairie meadow and the wetland buffer along the banks of the Kent Creek.
There you go.
Or not. It could just be, maybe they wanted a view of the, you know, the courthouse.
Yeah. Wonder what this big, is this his sarcophagus? Is this Germanicus Kent's tomb?
Flood protection project.
It's not as cool as I thought it was going to be.
That's because you're not a fan of a wetland like I am. That's very cool to me.
All right. Tinker Swiss Cottage, check.
Check.
Should we go to Alpine Hills or Bayer? Let's go to the Peaches Stadium. We are off to Bayer Peaches Stadium, I believe.
I'm going to admit something here, slightly shocking.
Oh my God.
I've never seen Field of Dreams.
Oh.
So I don't really know much about the Peaches.
It's a hilarious thing. Just not about the Peaches. It's a wrong movie, but
League of Their Own.
It's called The League of Their
Own. I've never seen A League of Their Own or the other movie with Kevin Costner.
Field of Dreams is not a good movie.
Okay.
I'm going to say that. I'll say something shocking.
Corn. Yeah.
Wow, I messed that up.
You know, it is weird to see those commercials for whatever credit card that is with Jennifer Garner, and they're all in the Peaches uniforms. Have you seen those?
No.
And it says Rockford.
Yeah.
It's wild.
No. Huh.
And it's on if you only watched the Tour de France, you would see it's on all the time. And other really important sporting events like that.
Okay. Are there any movies about the Tour de France?
Field of Dreams.
We arrive at Bayer Stadium, home of the Rockford Peaches, and I know I'm already gonna regret my movie reference faux pas for the rest of the day.
So this is it here. Home of the Rockford Peaches.
Scene in the movie Field of Dreams.
Can you guys hear the crack of the bat?
You can see it really is going to look nice.
Yeah.
Aren't they planning on putting a museum here?
Yeah.
Is that still going through?
Yes.
I wonder.
Women's baseball, right?
Yeah, the International Women's Baseball Center.
Stadium namesake is Charles A. Bayer, Rockford High School's coach for football, track, and basketball. What?
Baseball?
And what I was trying to say before is I'm ashamed that I have never seen A League of Their Own.
That's
what's
a pretty
up
cute
with that
movie.
I need to see that.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks, Gina Davis, right?
Yep.
Who else? Madonna.
Well, they put Madonna in all the pictures, though she doesn't have much of her. She's not the star.
All right.
We've Next checked up, another one off the list.
Alpine Hills Adventure Park. And then I think Rock Cut.
We had to make a pit stop on our adventure trail for some tacos. Shout out to Rockford, Guanajuato.
It's my favorite place. 15th and Maine.
Yeah, thank you for introducing us to this. That was
outstanding.
Outstanding.
All right, we got fuel. Now it's time for Alpine Hills.
Adventure. Okay, here's the card.
Adventure.
Oh, hold on a second. It is Alpine Hills Adventure Park. Alpine Hills Adventure. Doesn't look like they're running today.
So we're here. Our next destination off the list.
Alpine Hills Adventure Park.
And so this is where, if it wasn't like 90 degrees outside, you could go snowboarding or skiing right in the middle of Rockford.
It's apparently one of their most popular camps. Nature Quest Snow Park at Alpine Hills offers mountains of fun in the heart of the city. It's a 5-acre snow park.
Wow.
Divided into separate tubing and terrain parks. Although I don't see any tubing. I also know that they have bike races here sometimes too. Mm-hmm. Criterions and such. We have checked in officially. The GC riders have checked in.
Well, let's come back and learn how to snowboard sometime.
Okay.
After me getting slightly lost, the GC riders meet up at our last location of the day, the beautiful Rock Cut State Park.
Found it.
Part of the adventure, man.
Sorry, my phone took me some stupid way.
Phones are dumb. But the lake looks nice. This is a pretty nice day. For a Tuesday, I think there's a ton of people here. We got a little cafe, makes milkshakes and hot dogs and stuff. It looks nice.
This is beautiful out here.
Yeah. Look at, they got these big paddle wheels.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it looks like a lot of people out fishing today.
Yeah.
There's a guy on one of those paddle boards.
Stand up paddle boards.
Wow.
Sub.
Why do they call it Rock Cut State Park?
It's an homage. A lot of people don't know this, but Germanicus, he was an awesome paper, rock, scissors guy. Oh. He'd go like rock and then, or cut. He called
instead
it.
Instead of scissors?
Back in those days, they didn't call him scissors. They was like rock, cut, papyrus.
Makes
he was
sense.
An amazing player. So there's a guy like, this looks like a little kid actually, like pumping up his stand up paddle board.
Oh, nice. Well, we're running out of time for today, but let's recap here. How many have we done?
Okay.
We hit Veterans Hall first, and we went over to the
Ethnic Heritage Museum.
Veterans Memorial Hall. That was cool. We met a new friend.
Yep.
Heritage Museum Park.
They were closed. We got our check-in.
Tinker Swiss Cottage Museum.
There we go.
That was a little bit of a surprise. I had seen it from the street, but
yeah, that was cool. We got to see where Rockford began.
Pretty in there. Forgot that one. But we went to Beyer Peaches Stadium.
That's right. Got to see the famous Peaches Field.
Where they play. And then Rock Cut State Park.
Yeah, and the Alpine Hills Adventure.
And the Alpine Park. Hills Adventure, yeah, where's that?
It's a good day. Alpine That's Hills what, six places we made?
Exactly right. Oh, yeah. You're good at that.
Well, beat that. Six. Jason and Austin.
Actually,
Jenna and Sue.
Can I tell you something? It's going to be seven, because I am stopping. This is on my way home, so I'm stopping at Seward Bluffs. That's where I'm going.
There we go. And seven. We'll see if the other teams can beat
you
seven
probably
places.
Stop there. We stopped there too. I don't know. It's hard to turn off the competition.
I know.
Once we do it. Okay. I had a great day though.
This was fun. I saw more of Rockford in one day than I've ever seen in my life. 100%
we won the who's having more fun competition.
Absolutely.
100%.
100%. GC Riders.
GC Riders.
Well, that's it for the GC Riders on this Rockford Adventure Trail journey. Let's see where the next team is at. We have WNIJ's Jason Kregear and Austin Cliff on their own Rockford adventure.
Well, it looks like we're doing the Rockford Adventure Trail, Jason Kregear with Austin Cliff. Did we land on a team name? I was thinking ACJC.
Okay.
Rocking through Rockford.
Okay, yeah. We're doing some dirty deeds cheaply today. We're at the Atwood Forest Preserve, which is surprisingly, well, I don't know about surprisingly beautiful, but I'd never heard of this place before. It is quite beautiful. We've got lots of oak trees. There was a prairie as we were entering the park and going downhill. Lots of walnut trees. And now we're at this kind of low field right on the water with a shelter house. There's horseshoe set up over there, which I think is pretty cool.
Been raining of late. The Rock River is up just a tad. Some of the areas are blocked off here because, I think we've actually had some record-wise flooding here the last couple days. But nonetheless, man, really scenic views, especially being under this nice shelter house with it being, what do you say, about give or take 90 degrees at the moment. A little sticky.
Yeah, but it's incredibly pleasant. There's a light breeze from the water, and there's
plenty of shade from trees.
Yep, and the shelter house.
Not a bad location. So we're checking Atwood Forest Preserves off the list, and I think Austin's going to go and check out this bird situation. And hopefully we'll get on the road here and start knocking a few more of these things out.
So we're at Barnstormer Distillery now. It's looking pretty cool here, even though it's pretty quiet on a Monday, obviously, but they've got a really nice area here, a pavilion for sitting out and having a couple.
Yeah.
They've got what looks like, I think, a gathering room over there. Oh, yeah, it looks like the whole front of that can open up.
Tell you what, though, man, with the theme of it being Monday and everything closed, especially how much I enjoy whiskey and have talked about how much I enjoy whiskey.
Yes.
This is a major league bummer that we're here.
Well, you
and
know.
I can't put something brown and delicious and cold, a couple cubes, have a little snort, make me feel relaxed on this Monday. We can't have that. But I get it. People got to have days off.
Do we know anything about the folks that run this and how long they've been in operation or anything like that?
No, man. We're coming in here blind.
Okay.
I know it's popular, though.
Okay. It's really tucked all the way out here, too. Beautiful driving in.
I thought we were going into the wrong place because you look like you're coming up a residential driveway up into a hidden area. But I got it. Yeah, it's very cool.
I'm excited that they've got a greenhouse on site here. It makes me wonder what exactly they're growing in there and all the different things that they're using to ferment with. And let's make haste, shall we?
Huzzah.
All right.
Midway Village History Museum? Did I get all that right?
I think so.
That sounds right.
This Liberty Bell is an exact replica of the original Philadelphia Bell and was cast by Whitechapel Foundry of London, England in 1976. It is one of only seven known to exist in the United States. As part of the United States Bicentennial, this bell was given as a gift to the Rockford community through the generosity of R. Robert Funderburg and Roy Frid. Cool. So there's six other ones of these somewhere else in the...
That's the next scavenger hunt.
I think that's a Nicolas Cage movie, right? Or no?
I always have fond memories of going to Midway Village Museum as a kid for the World War II reenactments. Jason and Austin explore around and keep with the history theme for their next stop.
All right, I'm rolling. We're under the entranceway here. It's quite the building.
And this is the Burpee History Museum, correct?
I believe so.
Now, this place I have been to a couple times with my son, who is four. They have dinosaurs in here, dinosaur fossils. I don't know if they're real fossils, though.
I assume they are. It's the Museum of Natural History, and they've got all these... This relief sculpture of all sorts of different animals and life on the front here.
How did they get the fossils, though? Because I thought Leonardo DiCaprio and Nicolas Cage bought all the dinosaur fossils.
Oh.
Maybe they're on loan from Nicolas Cage.
Yes. Well, this is interesting. There's a lot of neat old homes here. Erlander Home Museum, acquired from Mary Erlander, dedicated April 6th, 1952 by Sweden's Prime Minister. Oh, I'm going to mess this up. Taj Erlander, Swedish Historical Society, Rockford. Okay.
And what's cool, we're a couple blocks off downtown Rockford on Grove Street? Nice little wooded area.
Yep, Grove and 3rd.
Grove and 3rd. And on this hot day, the shade's nice, but
yeah, it is.
Really cool old home here.
You can see in the front double doors a really neat...
Look at that banister.
Staircase going up, yeah. This property has been placed on the National Register of Historic Places by the United States Department of the Interior circa 1871. Wow, okay, so this has been on the Historic Register for a very long time.
Let's do quick math.
I don't do quick math.
Hold on.
I do slow math.
That's 253. No, 153.
Sure.
Hey, it's been a long time.
I won't check your math on that. 153. All right. It's open for tours on Wednesday, 10 to 1. Admission is $7 for non-members and free for members and children's under the age of 4. Guided tours begin at the Nordic Cultural Center located across the street.
Right over there, kitty corner.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
And these two Nordic people are going to get back in the car.
I think that may be the case. Although I am curious about the Nordic Cultural Center, but it looks like that is closed too. Really beautiful neighborhood here, though.
Yeah.
Nice and shady. I guess just be glad you don't live in the place that's painted black with no shade across the way.
So I'm not sure if it's on the list or not, we didn't check it, but Austin and I are now at the most Rockford institution, I feel like, that is ever Rockford, Beefaroo. What'd you end up getting?
I got a buffalo chicken sandwich, which was on special, and you gotta get the broccoli and cheddar, you know, keep you regular.
And I have the Wild West beef.
That's a favorite.
Well, you gotta go with one of the fan favorites. So we'll take this pit stop, scarf all this food down. Hopefully our tummies don't bother us.
I'm hoping to win $100 by scanning my coupon here. We'll see if it pays off. Oh, there we go.
No trip to Rockford is complete without some beefaroo. After that, Austin and Jason head to their next location on the Rockford Adventure Trail.
All right, so we're at Victory Pickleball.
Yeah, and if people know anything about pickleball, it's the new axe throwing.
Oh.
I think it's kind of hip right now, right?
Yeah. So I hear you get extra pickles.
Oh. But we were talking about it in the car, right? Like, it's table tennis, only...
Life size? Or you're on the table, I guess. All right, let's see. Go in the entrance here. Ooh. It's kind of like a bowling alley. Nice looking restaurant in here. This is kind of cool. You got a view of the courts and the pool tables. So you've got a spot where you can... eat on the mezzanine overlooking the pickleball courts. That's pretty cool.
Is pickleball kind of like golf? Do business types come out here and whack the ball around and then try and close deals?
That's a good question. I have no idea. Do they do that at the tennis court?
From what 80s movies have told me, yes.
Okay, yeah. I guess there was like racquetball was one of those popular things in 80s movies. Is this like the new racquetball?
Oh, I like it. Less violent, though.
Yeah. Fewer walls. Yeah. They've got some really nice courts in here. They got 6 on this side. It looks like there's maybe the same on the other.
Well,
it's kind of quiet here today, but pretty cool nonetheless. Definitely plenty of room to play pickleball.
Should we go to a next locale?
I guess so.
Because I parked in the wrong lot.
Jason and Austin head to their last location of the day, Clem Arboretum, where it turns out some other Rockford Adventure trailers have already beat them there.
Oh, so is that what that? There was someone else here already.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a WNIJ listener.
Oh, who are you?
Are you one of the
I'm
DJs?
Jason. I host Sporting Edition.
Okay, how you doing?
Good.
Glad to meet you.
You too.
I'm Austin Cliff. Austin? I'm on in the afternoons now.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
I go down to that sessions on Studio A from
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah. Great. That's fun.
Yeah.
Can I get your name and maybe tell us a little bit about Clem?
Oh, boy. I'm Dave Lindberg, and I've worked here at Clem for about 3 or 4 years. I started out volunteering.
Okay.
We have a group of, they call them the Tuesday guys. They're all about my age, which is 68 or so, and we help out taking trees down, and when they fall down, getting them cleaned up and everything.
Sure. Any highlights, personal plants or other things of interest in the grounds that you might point out?
My favorite tree is the Greek fir, which is not really supposed to grow in this kind of a climate. It's, you know, native to Greece in the mountains by the sea and in that kind of environment.
Right.
But it has survived here for, I don't know how many years, 15,
oh, wow.
60
okay.
years, and it's a beautiful one. You can smell it, you know. I mean, just the scent of it. Yeah, it's
very cool.
My favorite tree, but, I mean, there's a lot of trees in there that I love. I mean,
I gotta ask, of course. I would be remiss if I didn't. Do you know if there are any pawpaw trees on site?
I think there are.
Okay.
I think there are. I don't think I could tell you exactly where, but I think I have seen one that says pawpaw.
Okay. Is
yeah,
there
I think it's more in the back woods kind of a thing, not right off the paved trail, but I'm pretty sure I've seen pawpaw trees.
Well, thank you for
Yeah, appreciate
thank
it.
You.
And thanks for listening, by the way.
Yeah,
it's always
absolutely.
Good to run into people listening to the station.
Yeah.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah. It's my favorite. That's just what I got attuned to permanently.
What a great ending to Team ACJC's time on the Rockford Adventure Trail. Let's check in with our last team here, made up of WNIJ's Sue Stevens and Jenna Dooley, along with special guest Harrison Wright.
All right, do we have a team name yet?
Team Aru. Yeah.
Okay.
Team Roo.
Team Roo. Because we're going to like totally kangaroo this and hop to it and make everything happen? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So, our team is made up of
Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News Director.
Harrison Wright.
My nephew.
Nephew.
Sue Stevens, occasional, well, I guess host of this show. But what do you see, Harry? What do you like here?
The Japanese Gardens.
Okay.
The winery, so DC Estate.
Oh, okay.
And the Hidden Creek Estates.
Two wineries.
I will note that he is 13 years old.
Yeah.
I like Nicholas Conservatory and Severson Dells.
But we got to like prioritize these because now we have only a few hours in Rockford to do as many as possible.
So I'm curious why you chose the wineries.
This seems fancy. Fun.
Oh. All right, Team Roo!
Team Roo! Okay, this one is not officially on. This is not officially on the stop, but we're at Beefaroo.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's okay. That's
yeah, that was me. In my excitement, I honked the horn.
Beefaroo. Here we go. Okay. Team Roo just stopped at Beefaroo to make sure we have enough energy to visit our forest preserves.
Take the next right onto Sandy Hollow Road, then turn left onto Long.
Are you getting any Japanese garden vibes yet?
No.
Well, just you wait. So, first stop, Anderson Japanese Gardens in Rockford. Absolutely love this place. Jenna, absolutely love this place.
I hear a waterfall in the background. There's a Japanese maple tree. Beautiful.
Harry, you can look at it a little.
Absolutely love this place.
Hey, brilliant quote. 12 acres, winding paths, streams, waterfalls, traditional architecture. One of the top Japanese gardens in North America. And there's a restaurant here. And you've came to a tea service here before, Jenna.
I have seen the tea service, and then I longed to do it. Yeah. I didn't actually do it, but it was like, oh, that's on my bucket list.
So, as much as we want to spend the whole day here, time to move on. Yeah, so let's head on over to Nicholas Conservatory. Now, again, this is a place where I've been a couple times.
Yeah.
Jenna, you've been...
I've seen the orchid exhibit. They do a really nice monarch butterfly life cycle time of year. And it's just beautiful inside and out.
Ah, just like us.
Ah.
Yep. If we go stand by this fountain with this amazing sculpture in it, it'll be quiet, I think. Let's see. Oh, yeah. My ears appreciate this. Look at the flowers, the purple.
The purples.
Themes.
Every shade of purple right now.
All right, Nicholas Conservatory. You are getting checked in. It's on the Rock River. 11,000 square foot plant exhibition area, water features. It's just incredible. Check in and checked.
The Mississippi Park features a golf course, music shell, two playgrounds, reservable shelters, and picnic areas, outdoor pickleball, and more. The music shell in Mississippi Park is an acoustic amphitheater, which can accommodate as many as 700 on benches and up to 3,000 on terraces and lawns.
It's absolutely huge here. We're looking at a playground, looks like a golf cart course, picnic shelters.
I'm going to
activities.
Pull over here so I make sure I do my check-in.
Where's the lot going?
Tons of people.
Second with built-in bathrooms.
You found bathrooms?
I believe so.
Excellent. Bathrooms and food trucks. During summer, Rockford's got it.
What more do you need?
Right, I
can't. Maybe
honestly.
Water, like a wake park.
Wake park. I'm now going to put in the wake park.
West Rock Wake Park.
I believe
in a quarter
you
mile. Continue Oops, straight.
You said, and I quote, what the heck?
What the heck?
It's a large lake, Levings Lake. And there, whoa, so there's like ramps. It almost looks like a skateboard park, but in the water.
Like you'd almost think it flooded.
Yeah, it looks like a skate park flooded. And there's no one actively doing it. I wonder if that's because the water's so high that there's no one actively wakeboarding. Whether you're a first-time rider, an old-school water skier, or a seasoned pro wakeboarder, West Rock has everything you need for a great time on the lake. With the overhead cable system removing the need for a boat, you can now treat water skiing, wakeboarding like you do your local ski hill. Simply book a session based on skill and show up and ride. You can learn for the first time, build your skills, get a great workout. I guess get a great workout. And they even have camps for kids 7 through 15. Wow. It says it's part of a wonderful community who simply loves gliding on the water all season long. That is the West Rock Wake Park on Pierpont Avenue in Rockford.
All right.
Severs and Dells.
Severs and Dells.
Ann Wasser, and Executive Director at Severs and Dells Nature Center.
So when someone is out doing this ridiculous thing that we're trying to do, which is like hit everything on the adventure trail, they're going to want to spend a little time here. What do you recommend?
You definitely have to go and see the dells themselves. It's a beautiful feature year-round. So this time of year, you've got lush kind of greenery growing off of them. But then if you come out in the winter, you get icicles that form off of the rocks. So definitely have to see the dells. The pond is always a favorite. Head down to the creek because there are parts where you can actually get into the creek and do a little wading. Visit the crayfish that are plentiful in there. At this time of year in the summer, the prairie is blooming and lovely. So there's lots to see and do. Folks, especially with those with kids, can come in and check out the adventure backpacks. So we have a whole series of adventure backpacks that all have different themes to them. So if you're into birding or art or I think there's a bug one, we've got 5 different themes. So folks can come in and check those out for free in the Nature Center, take them out, have a little adventure, and bring them back.
Sounds awesome.
That sounds awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, we're just leaving Severson Dells right now, taking a right off of Montague. Did you hear that? So 4 miles. 4 miles, you'll take a right on 20 East. 10 sites. We made it to half of our sites, and it took us a couple of hours. And I would say on each site, I wanted to stay longer. Yeah. It was, you kind of could, we could only do a little bit at each one.
I think we may have come in last place when it comes to the number of sites visited, but we did them faster, and we all win.
Yeah.
So what can I say?
It was a win-win all around. Any final thoughts?
Would prefer more wineries to be nearby.
Well, that was quite the journey, Sue Stevens.
Whew. Are you still exhausted as I am from that?
I have never seen more of Rockford in one day than on this journey.
As it should be. That was so fun. And I'm going to put it out there right now. I promise the Under Rocks team to never, ever choose a subject that sends us or tries to send us to 31 different sites.
That's a good call.
All right.
So we tried to go to 30 spots in one day, but it's important to mention, I think, that people don't have to do this entire adventure trail in one day.
Right.
You've actually got a whole year to visit all the spots and to hopefully get your Rockford fanny pack. Speaking of prizes, we've got a winner to declare here.
Yeah.
I think it was the ACJCs.
Yep.
ACJC won with, looks like, 8 spots they made out of their 10 assigned. GC Riders only made it to 6, and the Ruse, you guys only got to 5 places.
Third place. I know. I had to get on the air. We were very limited in our time, but wow, yeah. So still, that's what, 19? Is that enough for a fanny pack?
Wow. If we pooled all our points together, we could get the fanny pack and then all share it, maybe?
All right. Well, we'll talk with our friends over at the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Also, good news for Team ACJC, also known as the Closers. They are going to get a round at Barnstormer.
On Distillery. The losers.
Yeah, the losers are buying, so...
Well, that's good. We can go back when they're actually open and get Jason that sip of whiskey.
So where did you did GC Riders not, where were you not able to get to?
Yeah, let's give shout outs to the places we ran out of time for. So that we had on our list the Atwood Center, Lockwood Park and Equestrian Center. We missed the horses. Rivet Stadium and Seward Bluffs Forest Preserve. Those were the ones we didn't make it to, so shout out to them.
And Team Rue did not make it to Carlson Ice Arena, Hidden Creek Estates, also the other winery on the list, DC Estate Winery, nor Hononega Forest Preserve or Carl and Myrna Nygren Wetland Preserve. All awesome places. They were just a little too close to the state line for these, Team Rue, which was really on a deadline.
Well, we've got a whole year to get back to those. And people can get the whole list of places on our website and also on gorockford.com. And that's where you can go to start your own adventure trail, your Rockford Adventure Trail. Go to that website. You can get their app, and get started on the trail yourself and win some of those prizes. You can also find the link over on our Under Rocks page on WNIJ.org. We'll have that up along with links to all these places, all these cool spots. Let's give a thanks to all the people at the Visitors Bureau who helped us out. Thanks to everyone at the Visitors Bureau. Thanks to all the random folks we met along the way throughout Rockford on our journey. And thanks to you for listening, too.
I'm going to go take a nap now.
You can let us know what you think we should explore next. Hopefully it's just in one spot and not 30 different places. You can let us know where you think we should explore at rocks@niu.edu. Shoot us an email over there and let us know what you think we should feature on the next Under Rocks.